The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
524, Mark and Paul checking in. Monday, December 11th, 34 degrees downtown. We are having a different kind of winter than the people in western Montana, and I like it a lot. Don't need the snow. The farmers don't need the snow necessarily. We're okay with it. No plows out this morning, no slick road conditions around here. I don't know why the FBI got involved, but they have been asked to review an incident Saturday that involved a car driving through a religious group gathered at the corner of 6th Avenue North and North 27th. Genevieve Rancourt, 55, of Billings, charged with 8 counts of felony assault with a weapon, i.e. a car, felony criminal mischief, driving under the influence. There's ways to anti-protest. We've seen it. Did one of our walks for Paul and saw some anti-protesters. You get signs that say the opposite of what the protest walkers are saying, and you protest like that, and you can say things to each other.
Yeah.
But you can't drive your car through them.
Well, in her defense.
Yes.
If I'm the attorney.
Uh-huh.
I'd say, Your Honor, my client had a genetic disposition. First of all, when getting behind the wheel of a vehicle that they don't completely understand.
I.e., you notice she couldn't parallel park at the end of the incident.
That's right. So whether it was a hate crime or not can be debated here in the jury. That's why the FBI, I'm sure, is involved, because it was a religious group. They want to see if it was a hate crime or not.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I would say, if I was her attorney, I'd say, Your Honor, it all depends in what context you take it in. For instance, when the leaders of Harvard, Penn, MIT all testified before Congress and they asked them, do you condone this anti-Semitic rhetoric coming out of your students calling for genocide of the Jewish people? And all of them said, well, it all depends what context you take that. And as a result, that Liz McGill, she lost her job already.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds of million dollars have been canceled from those universities already for not condemning it. Now, if somebody would have went to that Senate hearing and said, Ms. McGill, do you condemn the protest at campus having students proclaiming genocide for all gay and transgender students at your university, would you? You know, immediately they would have condemned that. That
true.
That was hate speech. They would have, but this they wouldn't. So as a result, guess what? She lost her job. The other one from Harvard, she's on the hot seat. Same with MIT. And people, as we've talked before, Mark, they speak with their money.
True.
And they have lost hundreds of millions of dollars in their endowment programs to those universities. So hopefully the rest of them lose their jobs. They're not educators. They're groomers of the new troops of the century is what they are. Mm-hmm. And they know that. So,
boy, you're right on about the money. Who was the college football coach that just got let go? And they still owed him $87 million or something.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Texas A&M, Jimbo.
Right, Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't care that we owe you the money. We're the boosters. We got the money. Mm-hmm. Get him out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like yesterday, I'm watching a couple of football games, and I still see in the end zones and racism. The NFL could have switched those slogans for the weekend and could have put in there end anti-Semitism now.
Look how fast they got them. When all that stuff started.
There's more hate crimes against the Jewish community. Just go to the FBI stats and you'll see it, folks. But nope, they won't do that. I don't know why, but they should. So, but in this case with this woman driving on the streets, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, even without protests. So, they just, you know how guys... Some guys in the kitchen, they just don't understand blenders and griddles and crock pots and stuff like that. Well, they're just, and I know, folks, you might not want to hear it, but it's just the case. Some people just don't understand how vehicles work. So, fortunately, nobody was killed.
Right.
I watched quite a bit over the weekend on what Hunter Biden was spending all of his crooked-ass money on.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly. They have the records. They got tax statements. They had the IRS agents blow the whole story out on the Biden administration, and the Democrats in Congress on the committee didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. It's their guy. It's their guy. That's why John Tester won't come in. I'm going to ask him about his guy. And I want John Tester to lie in front of all of you. Because if there was a machine, people, and I talk about this a lot, if there was a machine, you know how when you go in a doctor's office and they put that deal on your finger to check your pulse and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff? If there was a machine where we could put that on your finger and we could ask somebody a question and that would indicate what their brain and what they're really thinking is, but what they're going to tell you. Mm-hmm. John Tester knows, folks. They all know. Every single member of Congress, they all know about the Biden family.
Yes, they do.
If they tell you they don't and they're defending them, they're political hacks, and they're just doing it for the power and the position of their party. They know. They know. They all know. John Tester knows. John Tester's not a dumb man. John Tester has been in Washington, D.C. for 18 years now. He knows. They talk. All the senators talk to each other. He talks to Schumer. He talks to all. They've known about the Biden family for years. For years. The guy had his 15-year-old babysitter sit on his lap and talk about the first things that what? Why are you giving me the stop sign?
That's all you need to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just got the stop sign from Wilson. They know.
They do know.
They all know, Mark.
Mm-hmm. They know, and the media never brings that up.
No.
Go back to when Trump was in office and all the things, his fling with the porn star and other things.
Sure.
Other allegations of sexual misconduct.
Everybody knows. They know. The guy, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, folks, he's been a schmuck and a crook and an idiot for 50 years. His own members of his own party have even said that over the years. Ted Kennedy and all of them. They all knew. Joe Biden was just like him, like Ted Kennedy. They all knew. John Tester knows. If you could have that machine. And I would bring this up to, and I would just berate him with this because he knows. They know the money. They know the China gate, the Ukraine gate, the Kazakhstan gate, the Russia gate. They know all the gates. They know all the money that they got. You just, folks, you can't have and possess the things that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have by living on a $160,000 a year salary from Congress. You can't. Everybody knows that, including John Tester. He knows. But it's party first, no matter what,
right?
Because that's where your wealth comes from.
Yeah.
And they will do nothing to jeopardize that. Nothing at all. They will sell their soul for a fiddle of gold because I think I'm better than you. and they will. That's why I'd love to talk to the most dedicated and strong liberal Democrats out there about this. Because they know. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stupid people. Folks, where do you think that cocaine came from in the White House?
And how quickly and completely it has disappeared and not even discussed.
The evidence has been destroyed. They didn't even... just think of that. a breach of our White House system, and they destroyed the evidence. In 10 days, the investigation was open. It was quiet. They have camera footage, guest list, DNA, fingerprints, all kinds of analysis and testing that they can follow. And they know. They all knew. But if you would interview somebody like John Tester, he'd say, well, you know, the investigation concluded that they just couldn't pinpoint. And once again, folks, if that little thing was hooked onto John Tester's finger when he said, well, they just couldn't pinpoint or find out where that came from, you know that alarm would be going off.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. They all know, Mark. Mark, I was the only one in my family that didn't know I was going to get a brand new excursion. Mark told me, didn't you, Mark?
Yes, I did.
Mark told me in 2000. My relatives told me. Everybody told me. And you know what? I knew in the back of my mind.
Right.
I'm screwed. I'm getting a brand new excursion. But what did I tell everybody, Mark?
I'm not buying one up. Nah.
See? But Mark and everybody else knew.
Uh-huh.
They all knew. Mark would come in every day. Did you buy that new excursion yet? No, I'm not getting. Okay. You know how Mark does his thing to me
does
all the
my
time.
Thing.
Yeah, his thing. Okay. Yeah, he always does that.
Good morning and welcome to Big Talk.
See, exactly. That nails it. Exactly. I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
They all know. Every single one of them. They all know.
Mm-hmm.
About Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and his crime family. And folks, you know, you Democrat voters out there, you all know about your guy. You all know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not oblivious to what's going on. See, you folks live in the real world like the rest of us.
You know, but you'd rather have your guy in than mean tweets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You all know how crooked this man is. The bribery, he sold out his country, used his position to make millions. Well, they all do it. Well, then you're admitting. Then you're admitting that he did it. So say it. I told you folks what I thought about Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
My God, how could you not? If he was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We all know. We all know that. That's why John Tester won't come in here. Because he knows. John Tester knows. And we know. And we won't let him get away with it. When he does his cushy little interviews other places like that, they play along. They let him slide.
Mm-hmm.
They do that.
They're impressed with the celebrity, not the man.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, put up some Christmas decorations over the weekend.
Outside lights?
Just a few.
Okay.
Just a few. I didn't put them on the bushes or anything because there's still some leaves on them. I ain't fighting that mess. Went over and cut my tree down, put that in there. And
that's one nice thing. You own a lot of Christmas trees.
Yeah, it's not, it's about the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like it, then don't come to my house for Christmas. What?
That should be on your Christmas cards.
It should. I got my Christmas cards. I got those. They should be arriving.
Welcome
this
to
week.
Another honest Christmas at the Must Havens.
That's right. Fine. Then you pick the tree out next year and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's looks nice. Pine tree. Except I have trouble with the last night. I thought of Wilson. I said, "Dang it! I've got Ronnie Millsap all over the floor already." Because as soon as you cut them down, it's they bleed.
Right.
And
boy, that sap is nasty stuff.
Yeah. It smells good though.
It does. Oh, I love the smell of a real tree.
Yeah. Smells good.
I cut down one tree one time out at Paul's for Christmas. And the sap on the rug for months.
Yeah. Yeah.
But price you pay.
That's right. I put a sheet down under it and little cover thing. Got that set up.
I got had a buddy come over yesterday. I am beginning to downsize all my possessions.
Mm.
And we've got one of those jungle gym play sets. My daughter's 16 now. Hasn't played on in 5 or 6 years. And that's just been sitting there. So We were taking that apart, put it in two pieces so it would be easier to haul. And Chris looked down and goes, you tell that Mustang, he's full of crap. These tools have been used before. I said, thank you.
5 years ago. Get rid of all that stuff. Hell, pretty soon you can live in a refrigerator box.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
You won't need any of that stuff.
Next step, smaller house, no yard.
You bet. All that furniture. I only need a couch and a bed. Rid all that. I got to find some Reese. I want to put some Reese up. Usually I get them at Costco, but, you know, I don't want to have to go to Portland to get them. That's the problem for me. Now that Costco is located in Portland and not Billings.
There's got to be a 1,000 kids selling Christmas wreaths, you would think.
Yeah, but you probably would have had to have had them ordered by now.
Yeah.
I like Costco wreaths. They're fresh. They got the red bow on them. They have little berries and pine cones in them and stuff, you know. And I don't know if like Ace Hardware has them or someplace like that, maybe. But, they are selling the Christmas trees. I got this. Selling the Christmas trees out there at Ace Hardware for the Optimist. Zimmerman and out there on Zimmerman Trail. Hey, while you're out there, you can check and see if there's a shower head in there.
Oh, yeah, the Saver shower.
I had somebody shower at my house over the weekend, and they said, that shower head is awesome. Mm-hmm. I said, and I have a well. I don't have city water. I have a well. But I know some people that bought a couple of them. I'd like to hear back from them, see if they liked them, mm-hmm. if they were as impressed with them as we were. But
Actually saw a post on Facebook when I was looking this morning. Somebody bought a shower head, said this is life changing, and you didn't even get the good one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it can make a difference. But I wonder if they have Reese out there at the Optimist. They probably just tree lot. Probably just tree.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So I like putting a couple Reese up on the gate. Right next to the keep out, beware of the dog sign.
Right next to the sign. Telling everybody you're on get the hell off my road.
That's not what I have on there. Oh, man.
St. Pius on Broadwater has the Christmas tree lot. They have wreaths.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Ask for Bob Holbrook. I bet he's working.
Oh, here you go. Well, let's see here. A fire... Billings Fire Department investigated a fire that damaged a mobile home on South Billings Boulevard and King on Sunday. That kind of trailer house you see there is the kind that Mark and I delivered our Flakesgiving meals to.
Yeah.
The first year. Some you wouldn't believe people live like that, but they do. Financial literacy courses for Montana students. Hey, all Montana high school students will soon be required to complete one semester of study related to personal finance before they graduate. I love it.
I do, too.
Who's going to teach it, though? That's what I want to know. And what is their background? Have they had a family? Have they had to save for their retirement? Have they had to do budgets? I want to know who's going to teach it. You can't have somebody that comes out... And what book are they going to use? This is very important, folks. This is how we groom our new soldiers. Because I don't want them teaching about, okay, you're going to have to be very disciplined because this country is not fair. When it comes... Mark!
You're right. I know.
Who's going to teach it? Who's going to teach it? And what book? I want to see the book. You know, I looked at the other books they had. I want to see this literacy book. High schoolers who take a financial literacy course demonstrate improved credit scores, lower delinquency, higher rate of repayment on student loans, and more confidence in how to handle money related to decisions. I already hate it. I already hate it because they're going to teach them about financial prowess and how to be fiscally responsible, and the course is going to teach them about repayment of student loans. What? Carly Urban, a professor of economics, Montana State University, said that. Supporters said the change can't come too soon, as only 8 high schools across the state require them to take one semester of personal finance. One of those schools, Hamilton High School in the Bitterroot, where Hannah Hughes, a junior, recently completed the course. She said they learned about compounding interest, investing in stocks, and money management. She said, I know I have the skills to better manage my money, so I won't go into student debt. Good for you. Change comes as a result of a minor clash that took place between the Board of Public Education and the state legislature. Braxton Mitchell of Columbia Falls introduced a bill that defined financial literacy using a lengthy list of specific skills that should be acquired. Now, I am so happy that they want to mandate that these kids have the financial skills they need once they graduate. Now, can we please get a legislator to mandate that they have to have a certain proficiency level in math and reading?
Here, here.
Can we do that one now? If you can't add, financial skills are going to be tough. If you can't read, like I said, if you can't put together a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese when you're a senior, you're not ready yet. But the financial thing is a good step, folks. I like it. The Board of Public Education bristled initially at the legislation. Well, then that tells you where another problem is.
Yeah.
The Board of Public Education. Who's on that? I would love to see that and their background. What sane person would not want high school students moving on to the next step of life to have at least some sensibility when it comes to finances? What person would be against that? Well, folks, the Board of Public Education. McCall Flynn is the board's executive director. The problem wasn't about the desire to promote financial literacy as a part of our high school education, but rather the idea of lawmakers creating the content standards. That's right, because we want people in public education to create the path that all these new voters and students who are coming into society are going to have. That's wrecked it the last 40 years. I've talked about it a million times. All these, you're seeing the results of all of these new groomed soldiers out there in the world now, and they want to retain control of that. They don't want you teaching a kid, folks, about capitalism and overtime. No, they don't want that. They want to teach, they want to make sure these kids know the only job you should have is a union job.
Yeah.
Herein lies the problem. Oh my God, she's even admitting it.
Really?
We want to educate from our perspective. That's what, see, folks? Criminy. God. This is what they've been doing for 40 years here. Mm-hmm. That's why we have all these problems. They've educated our kids from their perspective and not the right one. We want to educate from our perspective and explain the work that we were already doing on our side to make it a requirement. You can have all the credits, sweetheart. Ultimately, the bill passed into law, codified their stance that public schools should support the instruction of financial literacy. So the Board of Education added a semester of long financial literacy mandate into graduation requirements. Now, here's another thing. Excuse me. They added a semester of long financial literacy into graduation requirements. They didn't add that you have to pass it. Did they, Mark?
Doesn't sound like it.
Just take it. Just take it. All schools will have to offer it as an elective for the 23-24 academic year, which was this year. 83% of high schools already offered at least one elective that integrated at least some financial principles, but it was an elective. Butte High School has long offered a money management class as an elective. Polson High School will modify and make mandatory their economics course. Bozeman and Gallant High Schools already offer two economic options. One class is titled Financial Survivor, but none of those were required. Districts have until March of next year to achieve accreditation on the existing financial literacy course. The head of the Public Education Board added that her research shows... Oh, her research. That's not research.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
That's not research. When only you only research what you're looking for on your side. That is not research. Research is both sides. Her research shows that while a standalone course would be ideal, when personal finance needs to be integrated into existing curriculum, it's best suited for a social studies course. This isn't a math course, she said. Personal finance is constantly evolving. Oh, my God. Are you folks laughing at that? See, you see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Personal finance is personal finance. You don't put your liberal spin on it. You don't put any spin on it. It's personal finance. Work hard, save your money, compound interest. This is how it works. Not, well... When you pick investment on a stock, you want to make sure that the company is concerned about the environmental impact on our climate before you invest in a company that is polluting and ruining our drinking water. See, that's the kind of horse crap you don't want in there. But this is the kind of stuff they do. This isn't a math class. The hell it isn't! The hell it isn't! You have... $2.20. You're going Christmas shopping. You found the gift for $124. What should you do? Easy. You can't buy it.
Right.
Personal finance courses may say, well, look for a less expensive item that still carries the same message and then put it on your credit card, but make sure that you at least pay the minimum on your credit card every month.
I wish we still had the phone call when we called your dad, and he said, you got 99 cents, but it cost a dollar, you can't buy it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This isn't a math class. Folks, finance is all about numbers and math.
Yeah.
That's what finance is. 76% of Montana school of students attend schools that offer personal finance elective, but only 6% of them attend schools that require it. The students who need it the most are the ones who are left behind. Let's see. Listen to what, look at the message we're getting from this woman from the Montana Board of Public Education already on this. Well, they're being left behind. No, they're not. They have the same opportunity the day they pop out of the chute and they use the sucker on their nose and they start breathing on their own. A Butte resident's vocal proponent of personal finance requirements said the easy-to-implement education can have an outsized impact on young people as they enter the real world. The world becomes a little bit bigger for them. So... great, we're going to have personal finance. Bad, the Montana Board of Public Education is going to be behind part of it. It'll be interesting to see what the book has. Oh, my gosh. Just another way to turn them loose into society. We've seen what the science courses do, what the health courses do, and now we're going to see what personal finance courses do, and we'll see about the new groomed soldier coming out of that class. I like it, but it has to be done right, properly. Concentrate on finance. Man.
Governor Gene Forte is on that board, as is Elsie Arntzen.
Mm-hmm. On the Board of Public Education?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody should understand personal finance, it's him.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him about that. That's two questions I'm going to ask him next time I see him. I already remember the other one. It was about property taxes and not paying them once you hit 65. There's an article on the property tax thing, too. Folks, last week, if you missed it, Mark and I discussed about trying to get a ballot initiative on there that when you hit 65 years of age in Montana and you've paid and you've lived here at least 20 years, you're exempt from paying your residential property taxes. You have paid enough by the time you're 65. Some people will have paid more in property taxes than they did for their home.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you're 60, you want to help people survive, live better, be able to make it month to month. Don't charge them $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year on property taxes when they're retired and hit 65. I think it would pass with flying colors. This article on property taxes today talks about the new evaluations. The median Montana resident property owner paid 21% more on their taxes than they did last year. That was the average increase, 21%.
Good God.
The typical increases ranged between 11 and 35%. There's 956,000 properties on our property tax rolls. Now, a lot of them are not residential. A lot of those are business. A lot of those are agricultural.
Wow.
The owners of the residential properties that were on the tax rolls in both 2022 and 2023, are you sitting down for this, folks? Will pay, this is an addition, will pay $213 million more than we did last year.
Not okay.
Folks, would you sign that ballot initiative? I bet it would pass. $213 million on top. And, folks, add in inflation, the higher cost of energy put on by whom? You know, these Democrats, folks, inflation because of all their spending, energy because of the gun that has been held to every power company, gas company, their heads. They have to have a certain amount of their power produced by green, clean energy. It's costing them billions of dollars. They had to get a rate increase or they would go broke. Add all that in there and now another $213 million increase in everybody's property taxes? Yeah, I think it would fly. I think it would pass. The median bill for office buildings, retail storefronts, and other commercial properties increased $53.9 million. Ag properties grew in value. Some ag properties were down 3%. Industrial properties were up 6%. Some of those, though, including the state's most prominent large companies like Northwest Energy and others, saw their bills able to decline by as much as 20%, but they were able to reduce those because of all the infrastructure improvements and building they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Property taxes represent the primary source of funding in Montana for local government services, K-12 schools, law enforcement, fire. Folks, it's time those completely go away. We are an antiquated tax system. Those don't work anymore. Too few paying too much. Angst over rising property taxes is likely to be a key issue heading into the election season next year. Jan 40 is going to appoint a task force to tackle the property tax issue. They gave you the property tax rebates, but folks, those were all gobbled up in your increases.
Mm-hmm.
Residential properties in Bozeman's Gallatin County, for example, are seeing increases of up to 40% on their tax bill. 40%. See, when you're 65 years old and you've lived here for 20 years, folks, and you've been paying these property taxes, you shouldn't have to pay them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of that. Just think of that, folks. Somebody that 40 years ago bought a house and they paid $69,000 for it. It was a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, they've paid more than $69,000 in property tax. They've paid more than they had to pay for their house just in taxes. And now that they've retired and they hit 65 or whatever they are, they will continue to pay that until the day they die. They will eat that income out of their everyday living income for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the new finance course is going to teach kids about taxes and why they're so high. How do you avoid them? What to do? Tax shelters, things like that. Probably not. Typical tax bills vary depending on what part of state you're in, obviously. In Cascade County, that's where Great Falls is, the typical residential tax bill, the typical one, that means average, is between $1,200 $2,700. In Missoula County, their tax bills that, are you ready for this? Theirs are averaging between $3,000 and $5,200 a year in Missoula County.
Good Lord.
Missoula County. Gallant County, the amount of taxes paid by just the residents there have increased by 3%. They're picking up more and more of the tax burden. Residential people will pay almost 50% of all the property taxes collected statewide this year. That's up 5% from where it was in 22. Industry pays 23%. It's time, folks. That is an obsolete system, and it has to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
The states that are booming in America don't have them. They don't have them. And boy, once you retire and you hit 65, you should be exempt from those. I mean, it would make everybody's budget so much better. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine these senior citizens that are, folks, they're 75, 80 years old. They've lived in their homes 40, 50 years. They paid $40,000 for their homes, and they get these $3,000-$5,000 tax bills every year, and they're living on Social Security. They should be exempt from those. Well, you know, there's a state program that will help you with that. It doesn't matter. We shouldn't need that program. They should just be over at that age.
I agree.
Over. Done. Why they continue to pay the retirements of everybody who retired from them up first before they can even keep their lights on. It's just dumb.
It is.
It's obsolete. It's outdated, antiquated system.
But that's the way we've always done it.
That's right. Yep. So, all right, Wilson, we only have 2 days this week.
How many more articles, Paul?
Two. That's it. Two more.
It's the best part about vacation.
It really is.
First news coming up, 6:12.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.